our harvest, you'll do a lot better. And I believe where you at, you probably can talk to Grand Rapids, because I talked to Grand Rapids from here too. And they came in on Sunday one day, was about 2 months ago. And I also talked to, I don't know if you know that or not, I talked to Ohio almost every day in the summer. But now, because the weather is acting up a little bit, it was a gentleman out of Cleveland, Ohio. He's about 35 miles away. I also talked to New York, Buffalo, New York. And, you know, it's good to have that. It's a good antenna, let me tell you something. You know, now I have that the number 600. The repeater 600 is way in downtown Detroit, and it doesn't have that long antenna, only short antenna they have. And I can reach it from here a little bit, but a little bit scratchy, because if it's on high, it'll be a little bit scratchy. But if I put my 50 watt in there, I will be able to reach that 600 very clear. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, you're reaching out pretty good with that that kind of distance for sure. Yeah, I was wondering how much further I would be getting out with this radio and the new antenna, you know, the external antenna. Over.
You'll get out. You'll get out probably on even on you know, you probably get out to Midland. And maybe a Cadillac. I'm sure it may probably be, if you know the frequencies out that way, you would get out, because you're north of me, so you should have no problem with that antenna. Roger?
Roger that. I was just looking on that as the MI-8 website, and I guess the Flint repeater is located on the top of McLaren Hospital. Is that correct? Over.
Yeah, yes it is, on top of the hospital. And I don't know, probably by you there, I don't know where the other, that Saginaw repeater is. They said it's way high in the air. And I had a gentleman by Saginaw there. He was the first contact with me. I don't know his call letter. I don't have it in front of me. The last four number, I know 432. And I have not heard him from there. But he was sounding good all the way here in Rochester Hills. And you'll do good with that antenna, let me tell you something. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, you know, what it is, but right now I'm talking on that antenna. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to do in the springtime, but I'm not going to venture out there on the roof in the winter. Just not worth it right now. Over.
Oh, I would not do nothing. You're doing good right now, so really I would keep it the way it is. And anyhow, when you get that antenna, make sure it's, you have a good sight, clear sight. Make sure you have a clear sight when you put up that antenna. And get you a good, like I was telling you, a good coax, the LMR coax. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I got it in my cart in Amazon, so just a matter of pulling the trigger, if and when I do. But yeah, it'll probably be in the springtime. Over.
No, Harry, you're doing good. You're doing good, and I don't know, but try to keep in touch at night. Some people driving by you out that way. So you might hear them, or scan your radio or something, you know. I don't know the frequencies where you're at, because I'm from here, you know, and that's all I can tell you for now. Roger.